Welcome to Convos from the Couch by LifeStance Health, where leading mental health professionals help guide you on your journey to a healthier, more fulfilling life. Hello, everyone. I'm Nicolette Lianza, and on this episode, I'll be chatting with Dr. Deepa Kumar Chadha, and we'll be talking about how stress can affect teens' mental health. So welcome, Deepa. Great to have you on.
Thank you very much, Nikki. It's very nice of you to invite me to this podcast. I'm happy to share my views.
Oh, looking forward to it. According to the American Psychological Association, 40% of teens report feeling overwhelmed by stress, and 30% report feeling sad or depressed because of stress. So I'm interested in talking with you about this, Deepa, as you help us understand the sources of stress for teens and how they can manage it in a healthy way. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm a licensed mental health professional. We call them LPCs when they're licensed. I'm based in Virginia. And I did my master's from the Marymount University in Virginia and later a doctorate in counselor education and supervision. And I've been practicing since 2012, helping couples and families, which I thought earlier I was passionate to see families and couples. And then later I found out that I'm very much interested in helping adolescents dealing with academic stress and social anxiety. And I also, as far as my approach is concerned, I strongly believe that our past experiences and learned behaviors lead to maladaptive thinking patterns, which can be changed to more positive and adaptive thinking, more adaptive thinking using CBT. We call it cognitive behavioral therapy. So although I use many strategies from different approaches, but predominantly I use cognitive behavioral therapy.
One of my favorites as well, for sure. So what are the most common sources of stress for high school teens?
Yeah, I heard you giving the statistics. Isn't it shocking? But yeah. I visualize a teenager as, I want to visualize it by describing who a teenager is.
Mm-hmm.
It is anyway a very daunting experience for both children and parents, that stage. Not to scare anybody, but since we're talking about stress, I thought it's important to understand the psyche of a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ages 13 and 18 are about exploration of oneself, as we all have been through that. And they're trying to understand what is right and wrong, because different people are telling them different things.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers are telling them different things. Parents have a different value system. And their aspirations and goals and peer pressure and values, and which help them eventually develop their personal identity. So basically, they are trying to find out who they are.
Right.
And that process is extremely overwhelming, I sometimes see.
Yeah.
And newly found independence, I see children have started driving and they are looking forward to driving, and they are differentiating from parents because mm-hmm. they don't want to be the parents' kids anymore.
Right.
So
right.
That whole process looks like it's very stressful. And in children in high school, and we, in psychological terms, we call it identity versus role confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And you would know that you're yourself an accomplished therapist, which means that you feel confused and insecure about yourself and fitting into the society. So I'm coming to the question which you have asked me, what are the different sources of stress?
Mm-hmm.
So describing a teenager and what they're going through, it itself says what stressed them out. So the stress of belonging to the group,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
stress, academic stress. That is huge. Parental expectations of doing well. So kids who are not allowed to explore themselves or not given much opportunity to explore themselves end up getting confused about themselves. So that is another big factor of this stage where they're unsure of who they are, where they fit in. And in this age is also when they are getting into exploring new relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so drifting from one relationship to another is also can be categorized into role confusion, feeling disappointed and confused about their place in life, which eventually they'll figure out. But in this stage, definitely they feel confused and leads to a lot of stress.
Yeah, definitely a lot of stress. And I think this is something that maybe we don't always recognize, the stress that teens are feeling. And I like how you're coming at it from a developmental point of view. I believe that's Erik Erikson, right? Erikson. Yeah, I think that is the best way to really look at teens from that lens of they're trying to figure out who they are. And I think that's a great way to take a look at it. For sure.
And to add to it, and I not only with kids, but with adults too, I always categorize the stressors in three categories: biological, academic, and social.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see is that children, the adolescent children, they are always worried about their body image, their how they look, how the comparison with others as far as how they look. So I see a lot of eating disorder patients, body dysmorphia,
mm-hmm.
and that leads to social anxiety.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, not to knock on social media, but we know social media doesn't always help that, unfortunately.
Right.
But I like how you divide it up like that, because that's a nice way to really take a look at it, like the categories where we're seeing that stress.
Mm-hmm. And I also see that school is a workplace for teenagers.
Right.
So
right.
It revolves, their whole life revolves around the school and the grades and the peer pressure. And so that's a lot of stress for them.
Right.
Pretty stressful. And the social acceptance part of it is also there. And how to keep up with social media, as you said.
How can parents tell if their teen is stressed?
So the parents play a huge role. Sometimes when I see children, I sometimes feel that I need to talk to the parents more than the children.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things which is difficult for parents is to differentiate between acute and chronic stress as to whether my child is going through a regular stress or there are red flags to it. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things I would like to mention here.
Yeah.
One is that what is the nature of the stressor? Is it like, not to minimize the stressors, but when I categorize that way, then I gave an understanding to the parent as to how to differentiate between a normal and abnormal stress. Then what is the nature of the stress? Are they worrying about the future? Are they worrying about an upcoming test? Are they worrying about friendships? And so that, a number of stressors. Sometimes I've seen children during the week, they would say that I have three tests. I have a couple of practices to go to, or some basketball practice or something like that. And then I'm going through a breakup. My grades are going down. So number of stressors also plays a huge role in understanding whether it is becoming chronic stress. And then the persistence, which is the third factor, that what is the length of it? Like, I've seen many 10th graders and 11th graders and 12th graders. They have been stressed out for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it, that's like an ingredient for long-term or severe.
Definitely. They're already going into adulthood with some chronic stress going on, it sounds.
Absolutely. So those are the three things I always tell parents to look out for and then seek help accordingly.
That's the important part for sure, seeking help. So what are some of the negative consequences of stress for teens?
This is very interesting. We all understand that. We all know that, some of them. But the major ones, which I have seen, which is very common, is that increased irritability.
Mm-hmm.
We children are always snapping at their parents, at their siblings, peers. And so increased irritability, anger, and lack of appetite. I have seen children telling me, I do not eat because they are under stress all
right.
the time.
So they're probably not hungry.
And they mm-hmm. do not care about food under a lot of stress that I have this homework to finish. I have to do this. So that, and sleep disturbances.
Oh, yeah.
With social media, late.
Scrolling.
Bedtime.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. And early waking up. So sleep deprived, I would say.
Not,
and extreme sadness I have seen, and feeling disappointed with themselves. or one of the very common things which I have seen is being hard on themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's very common that they are so hard on, they are not kind to themselves.
They're really beating themselves up, aren't they? Yeah.
Absolutely. And then catastrophic thinking, which is, I'm going to fail this test. That is very common. And in severe cases, I've seen suicidal behavior, which is on the rise, as we all know.
Yeah.
Which is
really
alarming.
Concerning. Yeah, and alarming. I agree. How can parents help their teens to manage stress in a healthy way?
I always recommend two things to the parents. That one, as a parent, we need to know what is going on in your child's life. Know who their friends are.
Right.
Know
right.
what their grades are at school. Know what their academic challenges are and what is on their social media. And in short, it's like keeping track on their activities. Not in policing them, but telling them that this is helping them in organizing and planning them to so that they do not lag behind in various activities. That will give them a sense of support, that my parents are there to help me out with certain things. Like, for example, some children are not good in one subject or the other.
Right.
So a small strategy, a small way to just tell them that, why don't you get help, get a tutor?
Yeah,
and they said, oh, yeah, that's right. We can just get some tutoring for this. So as simple as that, which parents can easily do. And then the other one is family activities, which sounds very cliche, that because everybody says spend time with your kids. But I think they need to connect with the parents so that they feel that we are not alone in this. We are together. I can lean on my parents, my siblings, when I'm in a stressful phase.
That's so important. I agree that connecting with your kids, I think sometimes parents might back off thinking they'd rather be with their friends. They don't want to hang out with us, but it's important. I appreciate you emphasizing that connection, parents, with their kids.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Any other takeaways you'd like to share?
I, as the parent and as a therapist, I have seen that the calmer you are as a parent and more composed you are as a parent, if you model that, then your children will display greater resilience and more adaptability to new situations.
Those are great words of advice right there. Thank you so much, Dr. Deepa Kumar-Chadha. I really appreciate everything you shared and some great tips for parents on how they can support their teens who might be really stressed. We're seeing how stressed they are, so these are great tips for parents to help their teens. So thank you again.
Thank you very much, Nikki. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank the team behind the podcast, Jason Clayton, Juliana Whitten, and Chris Kelman, with a special thank you to Jason Clayton, who edits our episodes. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Convos from the Couch.